Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is one of our favorite guests to come into the house. He's a jazz musician extraordinaire. He's a jazz educator extraordinaire. He's a composer, a band director, big band director. He does all sorts of stuff. And he also handles the jazz studies over here at the University of Memphis in the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music. And as we have been telling you now for the last couple of weeks, it's nearly time for Jazz Week 2013, presented by the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music right here at the University of Memphis. It's March 5th through the 9th, and it features jazz performances by School of Music's students, faculty musicians performing in combos, ensembles, and big bands, as well as performing with special guest jazz artists. And this year, the guest artist, well, that's something that we've got to ask him about. Jack Cooper is here with
Yes.
Dr. Jack Cooper. Hey. Jack, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, no problem, Malvin.
So I was, when I was doing it, I was thinking of Steve Call as one of the guest artists.
He would be one of the guest artists, but he's, we have a wide range of things this week, this jazz week. Now, you see on the Friday night is Steve Call, and he's an expert in Dixieland Collective Improv, and that whole New Orleans style, the, you know, the pre-World War II style of things.
Yeah.
So we're doing an evening of that with Steve, but the Saturday night is with a very modern group, is with Amina Figueroa, and then kind of sitting in the middle was the Thursday night, which is the Birth of the Cool group, which we all know and love so well.
Yeah.
So we got a wide range of things this time around.
Are you guys going to play with the Steve Call group, or is he bringing his Dixieland
group? Yeah, I'm playing clarinet that night for the people. You know, we did that. Like we did that, you know, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw thing last semester,
man.
That I played clarinet. Well, I'm doing some Dixieland clarinet that on that Friday night. And then Tim's going to play some piano and banjo and tuba. And then Steve Call is going to play piano and tuba also. Steve is a multi-instrumentalist like Tim or myself or, you know.
Yeah. So I didn't know Tim played tuba.
He started on tuba.
Really?
Yeah, most bass players do, Malvin.
I guess so.
Yeah, they really do.
We're talking about Tim Goodwin, by the way, another one of our wonderful professors here on campus.
Yeah, world-class musician.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he started on tuba.
Wow. And is he bringing any musicians with him?
Like, no, he's using us. And what we've done is we've put together a student group that's kind of a clinic group, and they will perform too, kind of under Steve's tutelage for a few days. And then there will be a faculty group, and we're going to be doing that stuff. In fact, I've got to look at that music. I've got to play clarinet in a couple of days at another jazz festival in Los Angeles, and then I come back here and do this stuff here for our jazz festival.
Are these his charts?
There are some arrangements of his, and then there are some things that are traditional, you know, like transcription things and, you know, some lead sheets. And, you know, it's all that genre of tunes, you know, what it means to Miss New Orleans and, you know, Basin Street Blues and things like
Louis
that.
Louis Armstrong catalog.
Right. Yeah. You know, those kinds of things. So.
And that's on Friday.
Yeah. 7:30. That's Steve's on Friday.
Okay. And that's going to be with the University of Memphis faculty Dixieland Band. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. When you talk about Steve, he's kind of an interesting guy because he's run the Dixieland groups and part of the jazz at Brigham Young University. Now,
that's where I heard that
name. Right.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people out there probably are scratching their heads at what I just said. But I tell you what, Ray Smith and Steve Call have had a world-class jazz thing going on in the School of Music at BYU for a long time, and they've had really award-winning Dixieland groups coming out of BYU. I mean, it's really good. This has been going on for like 25, 30 years. This is nothing new.
Nothing new, yeah.
Yeah, so Steve Call kind of runs the show there on that end, and he teaches jazz history and all that stuff, and he's very good at what he does.
Right on. All right, that's Friday. And then, as Jack said, coming back around on Saturday, with the Southern Comfort Jazz Orchestra, it's the Amina Figueroa Sextet.
Yeah.
And we've been playing her. We've got several of her CDs, and she's not a really well-known name around here.
Well,
but in the world of jazz, she's pretty well-known.
Yeah, they've become that group. Well, okay, to give a little bit of history is that the group is Dutch, and they were operating a lot from Europe and through Europe for a number of years. And they finally, 2 years ago, moved to New York, her and her husband and the guys in the band. And they really, I mean, the special thing about this group is that that group, they know one another really well. And it's written, and the music is written for that group. Kind of, if you could compare it to like Art Blakey's group that toured all the time, you know, or Horace Silver's group, and they really know the music, you know, and there's so few groups that do that anymore, but this is one of them. This is one of those groups where you will hear a special bond between the sextet, you know, and that's a little bit different group because it's piano based drums, but it's flute.
Always hear the flute as a lead. I originally thought that that's what it was.
Yes, Bart, her husband, is the flute. There's flute lead, and then it's trumpet and tenor sax. I mean, it's a great group. And he plays, and the other thing, he not only plays C flute, he plays flute d'amore, which is the B flat flute. It's the lower flute in between G and C. There's the alto flute, the big one, you know, way out here. Then there's the C flute that I play. There's one in the middle, and that's one weird. He plays. So it gets low and high. So it's kind of interesting.
And they do mostly original music, too.
All
original.
All. Yeah. Okay. This is going to be like David Sanchez or one of those groups that we've had. It's a modern group. Yeah. It'll be a complete contrast from the Friday night. But, you know, during the Saturday, we have the High School Jazz Festival. Amina Figueroa is giving the clinic at 12, and we have more of the festival in the afternoon. And then that evening is the concert with Southern Comfort will open the concert with Bart and Amina and the two other horn players sitting in as guest artists for about three or four things. And then after that, it's the sextet they put on their show. Yeah.
Right. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Dr. Jack Cooper, who is the director of jazz studies here on the campus of the University of Memphis in the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music. And we are talking about Jazz Week 2013. In the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music. All the concerts will be at the Harris Auditorium, which is pretty cool this time. And most of them are free.
Most of them.
Most of them are free. And for information, you can call 901-678-2541, 678-2541. For a schedule of events, you can look online at memphis.edu/music. That's memphis.edu/music. And of course, every year, the Jazz Week is something that everybody, jazz people look forward to every year. And you never fail to get somebody that's going to really showcase real live jazz.
Well, we, you know, this group was here 8 years ago or 10 years ago, but they were not, people didn't get to see them because it was at that really weird time right at the end of the semester. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out so well.
And they came all the way from Europe then, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, they were on tour and they had come through here. And we had, you know, we had worked out with the Dutch consulate and all that stuff. And it just was a terrible time. So I've been trying every year to see if we could work it out for Jazz Week. And finally, you know, because they deserve to be headliners. They're really good. And the composition's really wonderful. And so, you know, we finally got it worked out this year. I said, we are going to do this. This will happen this year, you know, and that's good. I'm glad to see it.
Now, the Jazz Week starts Tuesday.
Yes.
March the 5th, 7:30 p.m. with the University of Memphis Jazz Combos. Explain those to us a little bit.
Well, those are the student combos, and I think it's six of them this time. And they're, you know, it's a wide range of groups, anywhere from duos all the way up to a sextet. I think one of the ones I instruct is a sextet. Mm-hmm. But that's all student groups, and they're all good groups to listen and come out and support them, please.
You know, that's something else, too, that's pretty cool. When I see guys like Rodney Whitaker, and I see some of these musicians who've come from through this program on these jazz CDs that I get from the record labels and stuff, and I think, man, they got started right here.
Yep.
I think that is so cool.
Yep.
And this is one of the showcases of that talent before it really gets off.
Well,
it's the most professional.
That's a good comment. It's the most important thing really that our students can do, because that the small group aspect of playing and doing that is phenomenally important. So Combos is the combos night. It's a very important thing.
And a lot of fun, too.
Sure.
Everybody gets
a
chance
absolutely.
To play.
Everybody gets a chance to play.
Yeah, and Wednesday, March the 6th, 7:30 p.m., the University of Memphis Jazz Ensemble 2 and the jazz singers.
Yep.
Ensemble two is Faculty.
No. That's the number two big band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one that Micah Lewis, our graduate assistant, is conducting. And, of course, the jazz singers are conducted by Tim Goodwin. Yeah. And they're going to combine for a couple of tunes, kind of like, a high-lows kind of thing with big band. They're going to do that. They're going to do but the singers will come on. I think the singers are first. Then the big band comes on and they combine, and then the big band finishes it out. So it'll be kind of a nice evening of stuff, of combined stuff.
Oh, that's a pretty good show.
It'll be a great show too.
All right, and then Thursday, March the 7th, 7:30 p.m. All the shows are 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And all concerts in University of Memphis Harris Concert Hall, which is right here behind the Pharaoh. I'm loving that as a landmark.
The Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh, yeah. But this one is the University of Memphis Faculty Birth of the Cool. And we know what that is about.
Yeah. Well, it's, I guess I don't want to say same old, same old, but it's something that it has a great appeal, and it's wonderful music to play for the students and play for the audience. And, I love playing in that group because I get to play all the Lee Konitz parts. I get to play alto on that, so it's always fun.
Yeah, that's really cool. As a matter of fact, I played a tune this morning from Barry Brinson's trio out of New Zealand at Massey University. And I thought about David Lissick, who used to be part of. He's out there. Okay, and then in fact, hey, by the way, you guys got a program? Is it going to be certain artists, certain swing music or contemporary music?
What kind of program are you guys doing? I've got it programmed as mainly the standards off that album and a couple of add-ins. I know what we're doing. My arrangement of two bass hit of the Gillespie thing.
Yeah,
we're doing my arrangement of. Half Nelson of the Miles tune. And then of the Tristano tune Marionette. So there's three that are done in that style that I've arranged in that style that I'm adding to the others that are from the album, like Bob Plisty, like Move, like, those things. Israel, all those tunes.
I love that tune.
Yep.
All right. And then, like we said, Friday, it's 7:30 p.m., Steve Call, tuba and piano, along with the Faculty Dixieland Band.
Yep.
With Dr. Jack Cooper playing clarinet, Tim playing a tuba instead of his bass, his upright bass.
He's going to play several things. I think he's going to play some banjo, too.
Man, I didn't know he could play all those things.
Everything. He plays great piano. He plays drums, too.
I saw him playing around with Tom Leonardo a couple of times. I know he plays drums.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, March the 9th, 7:30 p.m., Southern Comfort Jazz Orchestra and the Amina Figueroa Sextet, which Southern Comfort will open for Amina Figueroa Sextet.
Well, yeah, and Amina's going to play and Bart will play. They're going to
play with the
Southern Comfort. And again, we've kind of featured them specially on a couple of things that I have. One of our alumni did some writing, and then Paul Morelli, who's a doctoral student and the lead trumpet player for Southern Comfort, he did some writing too. So we've taken, again, used current and former students as staff writers to write new charts of Amina's tunes. So you're going to get to hear some premieres of new charts again, for our students that, are Amina's tunes. So.
Right on. Well, it's Jazz Week 2013. It is March 5th, Tuesday, March 5th. It starts. Gosh, it's almost March already.
I know. We're almost there, boy.
And Saturday, March the 9th, 7:30 p.m. For all the shows, they will be in the Harris Concert Hall. It's on Central Avenue in the Rudy Scheidt School of Music.
Behind the Pharaoh.
And all of the shows start at 7:30 p.m. promptly, 7:30, and it is going to be a blast, which it is every year.
I've had people
calling me and asking me, when is Jazz Week, man? When is it going to start? Yeah. This was before we, you started promoting it. But, everybody's been looking forward to it. So
good.
I'm looking forward to hearing you playing the clarinet again, too.
Oh, Thank you.
All right. Dr. Jack Cooper, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
with
thank
us,
you,
Jack.
Melvin.
And once again, it's Jazz Week 2013, and it is March 5th through the 9th. And for more information, you can call 901-678-2541. And for a schedule of events, you look online at memphis.edu/music. And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.